Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The University of Massachusetts System will soon have a new president. Last night, the UMass Board of Trustees unanimously selected Robert Caret to lead the five-campus system. He's a native New Englander, an academic who trained as an organic chemist, and an evangelist for what he calls metropolitan universities. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis profiles the new UMass president.
Robert Caret has specialized in raising the profile of lesser-known state universities.
It's an image thing. You know, we joke, we're the Rodney Dangerfield of higher education. You know, we never get no respect.
Here he is a couple of years ago talking about Towson University, a public school outside of Baltimore.
We were the stealth university, you know. Everybody knew we were there, but they couldn't see us, you know.
Before heading Towson, Caret was president of San Jose State in California. He helped found a coalition of urban and metropolitan universities. According to Caret, these schools have to work hand-in-hand with their communities.
If you don't dream with your community, if your dream is only your dream, and somebody comes in and starts to, you know, pardon the vernacular, screw around with that dream, the community doesn't really care very much. But if you dream with the community and create a common future together, and somebody comes in and starts to tinker with it, everybody cares, and they all come up to protect you.
Last year, some of those dreams came true. At most colleges, white students graduate at a higher rate than black and Latino students. But Towson closed the gap last year. It's one of only 11 institutions across the country to do that, according to analysis by a Washington, D.C. think tank. Towson did it by admitting minority students from strong public high schools and then tracking them. The university also provided mentors. Members of the UMass search committee said these were major factors in choosing Caret. Henry Thomas III helped lead the search.
He understands all of the intricacies and the nuance associated with being in an urban setting. And most of our campuses are directly or tangentially in urban settings. And the other thing that's impressive is his commitment to diversity.
Secretary of Education Paul Revel voiced support for another candidate, Philip Clay. He's the departing chancellor at MIT. But Revel ultimately voted for Caret.
I was overwhelmingly impressed by the management experience, legislative experience, the sense of energy, enthusiasm, and drive that Robert Caret brought to the position.
The Board of Trustees voted unanimously for Caret after closed-door interviews with three finalists. At the announcement, Caret hesitated to spell out a grand vision for the UMass system. He said the campuses are already on a good trajectory of doing more research and attracting tenure-track faculty. He said he'll try to speed up the improvements.
Each of the campuses needs to be best of its type. Whatever programmatic mix it has, whatever student population it's working with, whatever challenges it's facing, whatever research emphasis is there, each needs to be best within its peer group.
Caret said he's well aware of the challenges facing the system, especially continued budget cuts. He noted that there is more support for higher education in Maryland than there is here. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.